Juan Dain from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Arctic Update from the 10th of February, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down north of the Arctic Circle. The future of peace and war in the Arctic has changed deeply this week. On Thursday the 5th, the Arctic news outlet The Barents Observer reported that the remaining nuclear arms treaty between Russia and the U.S. expired the day before. The New START treaty limited each nation to 1,550 nuclear warheads, but now the potential number is limitless. With the Russian Arctic home to its largest proportion of nuclear weapons, placed strategically at the closest distance to the U.S. and Europe, there are fears that northern Russia will increase the number of nuclear weapons in the Arctic as international tensions continue to rise. The events of recent weeks surrounding Greenland and the U.S. have left NATO certain of the need to increase Arctic security. On Monday the 9th, Reuters reported that in the coming days, NATO forces will launch an Arctic Sentry mission. The details are scarce, but officials say the mission would likely focus on using NATO resources in the region more effectively rather than adding large amounts of new forces. The hope is that an increase in NATO activity in the north will help diffuse U.S. tensions over Greenland by assuring U.S. President Trump that the Arctic can defend itself. To know more about this story, check out the Rorschach Multilateral Update with the link in the show notes. What's the key to establishing a long-lasting peace in the Arctic? According to an essay by Andrew Erskine, published on Thursday the 5th, collaboration is the key. The Arctic has spent decades as a zone of peace, where everything from security and defense to environmental stewardship and scientific exploration was shared between Arctic nations. But in a time of volatile politics from the U.S. and Russia, Erskine calls on Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden to form a new body, the Arctic Six. He says that if these nations can collaborate fully on Arctic matters, they can weather these geopolitical storms and uplift one another into northern prosperity. To read the full piece, check out the link in the show notes. Russia's neighbor in the north, Norway, is preparing for another difficult year of espionage activity. Norwegian Security Services published on Friday the 6th its annual threat assessment report. This report says they expect Russia to step up its spying on Norway this year with a focus on the Arctic, and Moscow may commit acts of sabotage aimed at undermining Oslo's support for Ukraine. Norway has expelled several Russian intelligence officers who were operating under diplomatic pretense, but security services say they expect Russia to adapt and find new ways of disrupting and sabotaging Norway's infrastructure. However, that isn't stopping Norway from progressing its lofty scientific goals in the Arctic. On Thursday the 5th, High North News reported that Arctic Ocean 2050, Norway's biggest ever research project, officially kicked off at the Arctic Frontiers Conference in Tromsø, northern Norway. The project has received funding for the next 10 years, bringing together 18 of Norway's leading scientific institutions and hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars. They will collaborate on creating the most in-depth and comprehensive study of what the Arctic Ocean will look like in 2050. We're already making great steps in Arctic scientific research today. On Tuesday the 3rd, the American Institute of Physics published its report on accurately predicting Arctic sea ice in real time. Monitoring sea ice health and presence is vital for Arctic life, whether for an indigenous fisher or an oil tanker. However, so many variables affect real-time prediction that it hasn't been achieved before. The researchers used sea ice data going back to 1978 to identify all the possible factors that affect sea ice presence. The model outperformed other similar prediction models when tested in September 2024. And the researchers say they can improve it even further, creating the most accurate sea ice tool ever made. Because we can't predict sea ice perfectly now, icebreaker vessels continue to play an important role in Arctic life. The U.S. Coast Guard has long lagged far behind rivals in the north with a tiny fleet of ice-capable vessels, but new spending hopes to close that gap. On Monday the 2nd, the U.S. Coast Guard announced plans to spend over $300 million U.S. dollars to expand and modernize its Seattle icebreaker base. This base acts as the U.S.'s western base for polar operations, and with the country aiming to build 10 more large icebreakers in the coming years, the Coast Guard is spending big to build a base that can host this growing fleet. While icebreakers are important, more money is needed to help Alaskans whose lives were severely impacted by the typhoon that battered the coast last October. At a government committee meeting on Tuesday the 3rd, Brian Fisher, director of the Alaska Division of Homeland Security, said that the storm damage is currently estimated to cost $125 million U.S. dollars. He called the storm damage catastrophic and noted that the cost estimate is likely to increase even more. Fisher said that the 2026 summer will see a large-scale cleanup operation to remove hazardous waste, repair water and sewer systems, and stabilize communities. Some communities have chosen to abandon their damaged villages, such as the people of Quiguilangoc. Others will attempt to rebuild their lives from the ruins left behind. Over the border in Canada, the vital Arctic habitat of the Hudson Bay could soon receive new environmental protections. On Tuesday the 3rd, the government of Manitoba announced it's spending about $200,000 to explore the possibility of establishing a national marine conservation area in western Hudson Bay. The Hudson Bay is home to many of the most charismatic and vulnerable Arctic species. Beluga whales, narwhals, and polar bears all rely on the health of the bay. If a nationally protected area is established, it can create a safe haven for wildlife, while also providing opportunities for ecotourism to local communities. Local environmental protections are good for northern health, but the impacts of climate change continue to cause serious harm. On Wednesday the 4th, Reuters reported that Greenland has shattered its January temperature record this year. The average temperature this January in the capital of Nuuk, recorded by the Danish Meteorological Institute, was slightly above 0 degrees Celsius, about 32 Fahrenheit. This historical January average temperature for Nuuk is almost minus 8 degrees Celsius, or 17 degrees Fahrenheit. With temperatures rising 4 times faster than the world average, Greenland is seeing climate change affect everything in daily life. Let's move over to Sweden, where the government is being investigated for corruption. On Tuesday the 3rd, Swedish broadcaster TV4 published its investigation into the cover-up of environmental crimes by the regional Norrbotten government. The investigation alleges that the mining company LKAB and its mine in the city of Kiruna, southern Sweden, leaked millions of liters of diesel into the environment in 2021. LKAB reported the leak immediately to the county administrative board, but the board did not inform the police until 2024. While investigating this event, TV4 uncovered evidence of 200 more environmental crimes that the local government has purposefully not reported to the police. An anti-corruption police force is now working to uncover the secrets at play in the Swedish Arctic. Speaking of environmental damage, Iceland is experiencing a lot more earthquakes than usual. The Icelandic Met Office said on Monday the 9th that an earthquake swarm around the island of Eldi, located in the southwest just off the coast, has caused around 600 earthquakes over the prior weekend. Eldi, which translates to Fire Island due to its history of volcanic eruptions, hasn't seen an eruption for over 100 years. However, Benedict Ofegson, the director of the Met Office, believes that there are usually around 100 to 150 years between eruptions on Eldi, and the island will likely see an eruption at some point. He highlighted that this earthquake swarm hasn't triggered any volcanic activity, so the island that is home to the world's largest population of northern gannets can breathe easy for now. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. A few of you have asked for an easy way to connect and get updates on Rorschach and the Arctic update, since maybe someday we will get it going again. We will set up a way for you to let us know if you're interested and share it with you this coming week. And hey, ha det!